My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Would it be irony if you are eating a baked potato and you are more baked than the potato?
No, I don't think so.
If that's why you did this lead, I respect it.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Earlier in the day, I had the, which was really good, was a Greek wrap. Chicken Greek wrap.
Yes, very.
I've had a Greek salad before, but I never had it as a wrap.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
And let me just say, for all of the annoying Twitchers, we're like, Courtney, wrong again, 18 songs. Well, of course you're not listening to the long bed version of the album. He came out with 27 songs. So I'm correct. Sorry that your basic ass is only listening to the regular album and not the real one.
And we're welcome. Back.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
When it comes to sauce facts, thy name is Shime.
I know what to dip my potatoes in.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I have 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Go! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. To start this morning, in a Major League Baseball series in late August, one in which you have entered three plus games out of the wild card, Curtis and others. Would it be a good thing to not be walked off by the opponent? That is my question for you this morning. Would that be a good thing in a series that you must win if you want to remain relevant when it comes to that third and final wild card? Is that, would that be a good thing?
Generally speaking, it's frowned upon. And yeah. I would also add that if your goal is the third and final wild card, it might behoove you to set bigger goals so that if you fail, you're still a playoff team. And the Red Sox, since the break, how many games have they led and then lost?
It's so frustrating because they do this same thing where they pull you back in. They struggled right after the All-Star break, and then we're like, okay, put a fork in them. Yep. And then suddenly they win a couple series. It's like, okay, they might be back in it. And then you look at, like, this series. I hate to be dramatic, but if you do not find a way to win this series, like, forget about it.
Let it go, man.
Let it go, right?
Yeah, just got to let it go. I think when you look at the Red Sox, you know, I mean, the expectations were coming into the season not very high. They're doing better than we expected, but it seems like in the sailing community, there is no more wind left at sea. So,
does it matter to you, though, that the Astros are a pretty good team
this
season?
No, it doesn't matter.
Like, it doesn't, because
it's coming at a wrong point of the season, because you need the Red Sox to prove something, but they're not a nothing burger when it comes to team.
No, but
the Astros?
No, the Red Sox.
No, the Astros. No, but that's the issue. It's like fake bubes. It's like you've been. It's false advertising. You've been.
Jackson just woke up.
Morning, Jackson. By the way, Shime is off today. Jackson, your one and only focus is operating the board this morning.
You got that right.
I'm assuming that you have a lead.
I do have a lead.
Okay,
yes.
That's fine. We will get to your lead. Are you filing any kind of a live on the scene report like you did yesterday from the topless protest?
No, there's no breaking news that I need to cover at the moment. But if there is some, I will be there.
We are glad to have you. Shime enjoying a couple well-deserved flex days on old Cape Cod.
And I have to commend you, Greg.
Yes.
In order to get Shime back where he was by Thanksgiving, I saw you sent 6 bar pizzas to his room.
But that's the problem, is like, you can hang around and be relevant when it comes to that third wild card spot, and you're only beating teams that are meh.
Who we thought they are. They're coming back down to earth, man. And I think the expectations of, you know, what you're expecting now moving forward, they're going to keep you kind of like, they're going to be like white noise in the background, elevator music when they put you on hold. You'll hear it. You really won't pay attention, but you'll keep your eye on it. But did you expect anything more?
I did, yeah, because I thought that going into the deadline, you locked down Alex Cora for 3 years. And you did some addition. It wasn't the splashy addition that some wanted, but my expectation was that it was a baseball team full of young guys with a lot of passion and desire to be in it in September. So
they're not
Wiggy. They're not in it. Like, I mean, they're in it if they win this series, I guess. Then fine. So you got to win 4 games. You got to win the next 3 down there against the Astros.
Well, like, I mean, when I say they're in it,
thoughts and prayers on getting that done.
Right. When I say they're in it, they're gonna be right there till the end of the season, where you're gonna be keeping your eye on them.
But I don't think so.
You think they're gonna fall out of it so bad where they get
Wiggy, they're 8
back?
They're 3. They were, Curtis, correct me if I'm wrong, 3.5 out of that final wild card heading into this series last night.
Right. So, right now, according to the ESPN model, I think it's FanGraphs, their odds or their percent chance of making the playoffs is under 29.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to stay close enough within striking distance that you'll go, okay, if they can maybe hit a run.
If they go 500 between this series and Arizona, I think people are still interested.
I think people have just kind of said, yeah, they are what they are. Everybody's starting to come back down to earth. The expectations.
What about Lucas Sims, the guy that was brought in by Breslow? Yeah. Obviously, we don't watch a lot of Reds bullpen action, but no. He's pitched 11 innings, allowed 6 earned runs, and cost you a couple games.
Yeah.
If you win the 2 games he cost you, you're 67-57, and you're 2 games out.
Mm-hmm.
And
he won you one.
Right.
One a week ago or right. so, and other than that, he has been. He is the reason that some would refer to he and his ilk as the blow pen
yeah.
for the Boston Red Sox. I think they have 12 blown saves since the All-Star mm-hmm. break.
And yesterday you have two-run leads. You gag both. And I'm sorry, Wiggy, the Cora defense is there because we now believe in him long-term. He's here for 3 more years. He's invested. But if Cora didn't have the extension, wouldn't we be talking about another post-deadline swoon?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's amazing. It has nothing to do with the deadline.
But that's why the ownership group, I think, feels like they threw you a bone on Alex Cora, and so who cares what happens when it comes to this season?
No, it's 3 years in a row.
I think they feel like they did you a solid, and that you're gonna stare at that shiny object, and you're not going to pay attention to what's going on the diamond.
Yeah, but so they did everything. I think they did everything for the team.
Mm-hmm.
They went out, they got players. Granted, one big name players.
Well, they didn't make a big move.
But I didn't say it wasn't a big move.
But they made moves.
This is 3 years in a row. Let's stop defending the Alex Cora and the players. This is 3 years in a row after the All-Star break.
You're right.
You defend the ownership group.
Well, because
that's what you do.
No, I defend them if they make moves, because everybody wants to. Anytime there's an issue on the field or with the Red Sox, everybody instantly wants to blame ownership. This is 3 years in a row.
Give me a significant move that they made.
Well, I didn't say a significant move. There you go. You moved the goalpost.
I'm not moving any kind of goalpost. And also, could you use a baseball appropriate reference? Like, I moved the base.
Well, you're
bringing the fences
yes.
in.
I moved the rubber.
Yeah, your strike zone is changing.
Uh-oh.
Ew. By the way, I don't have time right now. But at some point this morning, I have got to discuss the absolute disaster that occurred this morning when Bullet and I went on old man dog walk.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, you told me about it. It's the worst. It's the worst.
We don't have time because we've got a lot to get to, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it.
It's a tough way to start your morning.
It is. It's just, it's a lot. The addition. I love them both, but my Lord, it's a lot. And I was heading into the back nine of life, Curtis. You know how it goes?
I sure do.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm there now.
All right, well, not only did they lose, they got walked off, which is the worst. So we will continue.
They'll be good.
We will continue to talk about that with you.
It's football season.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They'll go 500. Then they've got the Blue Jays and the Tigers. I think they'll be okay.
All right, Courtney.
I'll just take
Keep
a deep breath.
Alive.
All right. Well,
Sam, I'm a size small.
We have a lot to get to on today's show without Chime, including our leads, which we will have for you in about 10 minutes or so. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks starting year one. And we will see whether that changes Wiggy's mind when it comes to Drake May coming up at 7 on this morning show. And then
he's going to be really good on Fox.
He is.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm biased. I'm probably not the right person to give an opinion on it, but if he treats his broadcast the way he's been treating these types of settings, he's going to be the best in the business.
He's going to be critical of players.
Oh, yeah.
You think he is?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the only knock that I've heard about him, is that he is not far enough removed from the game where he's going to be willing to criticize other players. But
and I have a criticism of a quarterback for my lead today, but if you're Tom Brady, I think he heard that noise of people saying, oh, well, Tom, you know, he's charismatic, but is he going to be able to really be mean or call players out? He's heard that, and he's run with it, because he's going to be lights out when this broadcasting starts.
See, I think he can be, because he's GOAT status. Like, so players will look at him, at least within the next 3 to 5 years, and still give him the respect that he deserves, right? Because he's GOAT.
So he can't say anything, even if he's criticizing you.
Yeah.
On Fox, you don't care because it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, for the next 3 to 5 years. Fox. Then after that, once he starts to get a little bit more and more removed from the game, and the younger, even the younger players come in, they're going to be like, who's this dude? Like, it's like, you know, Michael Jordan, where it's like, all right, yeah, you were good a long time ago.
What is that weird thing, Courtney, you would know because it's on the TikTok. What is that weird thing where Michael Jordan has a mansion in Chicago that has been sitting there? He's been trying to sell it
for a minute,
for 14 years, and nobody wants to buy it, or nobody wants to pay what he wants for it. So it has just been sitting there deteriorating, right, with nobody in it and falling apart for the... That's FU money right there, Curtis. Well,
it's also listed for 14.8. Yep. I wanted to look up to see how much it actually is. And it is so Michael Jordan coded. Like, his number's everywhere. The Jordan gate is his number. I think if you're buying that house, like, you're going to pay 14.8 for it, and then you're going to have to redo basically the entire thing.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you have $14 million... to spend on a mansion, wouldn't you? I guess
it has less to do with Michael Jordan and more to do with Chicago. Like, I one of my best friends was in Chicago forever, and there was this town that was kind of like Somerville-y, and then it turned overnight into not a place you'd want to live.
Well, where is this place at? Is that like it's in like a bad area or something?
It's like, no. Well, Chicago in general is considered by some to be a bad area.
I don't know.
Quickie, ask our big boss, Mike, about working and living in Chicago. He ran a radio station there before coming back, and he it was a common occurrence that people that worked with him were carjacked with a gun. It was crazy.
All right,
Curtis, my apologies if necessary. A text on the Subaru of New England text line says, it is a douche move for me to say I'm on the back nine in light of what happened with Pudge this week.
Everybody on this show is the opposite of a douche in general, but specifically when it related to Pudge.
Okay.
There is nothing that you need to apologize for outside of the product you have in your hair today. It looks a little chaotic.
It is a bit chaotic.
We don't have time for this, but what is wrong? What do you mean chaotic?
I know what you say. You say you get out of the shower, you run your hands through it, but you have some product in that today.
No,
it's sticking up.
I always put product in my hair.
Uh-huh. But why didn't you like brush it through?
What do you mean brush it?
Because he doesn't want to go with the Pat Riley back.
But maybe he needs to go forward or to the side a little bit.
But then that's the Trump comb over.
Can I just tell you something?
And he's a liberal, so.
I literally hop out of the shower.
Let's be honest. You don't get airborne.
I stand there in the raw. I squirt a little of the product onto my hand.
Yep.
Rub it through.
Yep.
And I'm done. I don't brush.
I like when you go to a point, though. Like, there's been some days where you're bringing it to a point.
What am I, Pee Wee Herman?
But you've been doing it sometimes, and I think that it's more uniform. It's more uniform.
It's not like you really have a certain style that you do every morning. You just kind of it is what it is.
It's F-U chic.
I mean, really, it really fits. I mean, unless you're like...
Yeah. Well, I'm going for that, to be honest with you. I'm going for that dad just rolled out of bed and ready to rumble look. I mean, that's kind of what I'm going for.
I guess it's just, you just can't do, you know. I mean, maybe it's the, you know, just the texture of your hair. There's not really much that you could do. Like Santo, there's really not much you could do with your hair.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's really not.
Whoa. Santo takes very good care of his hair.
Look at Jackson. Well, no one's saying he don't take care of it, but there's not really
I'm far much more offended by the hair talk, to be honest.
I don't know. It's just like...
No, Jackson, I think, should do like a ponytail sometimes.
Yeah, but his hair's not long enough
I think he could put a little ponytail in the front.
I don't know about that, but I did have long hair at one point, but that's when I didn't have a beard, so I definitely look like a girl. Yeah.
I mean, your style looks like every other guy.
I can promise you, no disrespect, you did not look like a girl.
Oh, I'll show you a picture. It's an incredible transformation I went through when I hit like 30.
Well, anyway, I mean, I'm comfortable with it. I hope you are too.
It's all about the fade, man. That's all that matters.
I did my best on it. But,
no, you look great.
All right. So they said it at 7. News with Courtney at 7:45 on this morning show. And there is an irrational fear in the news this morning, which may lead to you never eating live seafood ever again. If you have ever attempted to eat live seafood, I would call this story could be called Revenge of the Shrimp. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney at about 7:45. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending first thing this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped their first against the Astros, a walk-off homer from Yainer Diaz for Houston's 5-4 win. Tanner Houck went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 8. Another one in Houston tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. When it comes to the Pats, according to media there, the top play in practice yesterday was Jacoby Brissett to Tyquan Thornton on a 45-yard connection. Brissett went 3-for-3 in his 11-on-11 periods while also taking a sack. He went 2-for-3 in 7-on-7 work. Drake May went 3-for-6 with 2 sacks in his 11-on-11 periods when he went 3-for-3 on 7-on-7s. Players are off today.
Well, I mean, so yeah. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't.
You weren't there.
No.
I mean, but you didn't really see more reps for Drake Mayo.
Yeah, that's
yesterday.
All I care.
Even though we had Gerard Mayo on this show, this very show yesterday, saying that Drake May can 100% be the starter week one if he shows him what he's got.
Right.
And so is he going to get the opportunity? Is that enough of an opportunity to show him what he's got?
No, I don't. I think that Brissett's going to start week one. But he'll start the game in week one, but I don't think he's going to last long. He might not even make it to the first half of the opener. If he plays bad just a little bit, like they start to see it, I think he's going to be on a very short leash. So kind of what I reserve myself to now.
Well, players are off today, and this week is being treated as a game week leading up to Sunday's preseason finale. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Feels like football out there. Afternoon high, partly cloudy, 72.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Off today, flexing, I believe, not only today, but also tomorrow and Thursday.
He will be back Thursday.
He'll be back Thursday. Yes. Okay. Excellent.
It's a romantic getaway.
Nice.
Staycation.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, will he be coming back with some news?
I don't know.
Oh.
Not a staycation. They are on the Cape.
Well, I mean, he went local is what I guess I consider that a staycation.
Sounds like somebody feels like it's not a good enough vacation if they're not going to one of the bougie islands.
No, that was a staycation.
I mean, apparently somebody has become an island snob after just one trip to the
vineyard. I feel like a vacation is when you leave the state you live in.
What's your issue with Falmouth?
You didn't leave the state, Wiggy.
That's what I said.
I
was on a staycation. Oh, okay. I feel like a vacation is when you leave the state that you're in.
I think it's when you leave the state of mind.
Yeah, so Shime and I, we both did staycations. I just did mine on the island.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Road?
We will wait for him to get back. And we're going to get to They Said It in about a half an hour. And we will certainly talk about what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks starting year one. We'll see if that changes Wiggy's mind at all when it comes to Drake May, who it would appear. I mean, during the break, there was a text, 978 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Which reads, "You guys ripped Bill Belichick for the same thing. For not telling anybody who quarterback one is." And I guess maybe that is the case. I don't know that anybody is ripping Jerod Mayo.
Well, we know who quarterback one is.
He said at the start of camp that Jacoby Brissett was quarterback one. Then he came on this show yesterday, and I think like many others, perhaps he has been surprised at the development rate of Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he said on this show yesterday they had a plan not only for now, but a plan for the future when it came to Drake May and to when he would be the starter. So,
and the best thing is plans can change.
That's true.
So, you know, just because they had a plan doesn't mean that that's solid, that that's something that's concrete. It can always change.
Yeah.
I hope it does.
It will. I think it's going to be just when that is. I think that now, at least for me, I'm like, all right, my expectations of Drake May starting week one, probably not going to happen. Could he play week one? I feel very confident that he could play, but we'll see Drake May as the starter. I would say maybe I would go no later than week six.
And to the texter,
Yeah.
If Jerod Mayo wins, he'll do it his way and he'll stay as long as he wants, like Bill did. If he doesn't win, he'll be fired, like Bill was in the end. Yeah. Bill, the reason Bill got fired wasn't because how he spoke to the media. It was because he was 4-13 and had done awful drafting for several years in a row. That's why he's not here.
Speaking of ripping Bill, 781 text, you guys ripped Bill Belichick and called for his job after three failed seasons. Yet the Red Sox re-signed Alex Cora after three failed seasons.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on that train for a while, yeah. But, you know.
Well, you blame where they are and to get minute about it. You blame the fact that they were walked off last night by the Astros in a very important series on Alex Cora and the players.
I would say that they're not
on the roster. Nah. Not on the fact that they don't have a bullpen that you can count on.
And the reason Bill Belichick got fired and Cora got extended is because Belichick was in charge of the team that stunk. Alex Cora was not in charge of the roster that wasn't good enough. That's the difference. Doesn't that make sense? I think Belichick, the coach, would still be here.
Mm.
If somebody else was doing the job of picking the players. But the reason he's not here is because he had absolute control and the team wasn't going in the right direction. It's not that difficult.
I just think it was one of those things, too, where after working together for 20-plus years, they just got on each other's nerves.
Yeah, I think it was more that than anything. Because in today's world, even with Mayo, he's got 3 years. Can't get it done in 3 years. They're on to the next. That's like the world of... You know,
it's going to be very difficult for Robert Kraft to fire Jerod Mayo, though.
No, it ain't.
Yes, Thunder. It is.
If they go three and
it's probably going to have to be Jonathan who does that.
Yeah, but like I'm saying if they go 3-14 and they go, I don't know, 5-12 and then they go 4-whatever that is.
Well, he anointed him the head coach while he was still coaching the defense.
Right.
So, I mean, he's going to.
How long do you think he has?
I don't know.
If he has those three seasons that Wiggy just said, there's no way that they can keep him. But I don't think Robert Kraft will be the one making that call, I agree with you, in 3 years.
So if he's less than 500 for 3 years, you think he's gone?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll move on to the next. I mean, they are now in the world of how every other team generally operates in the NFL.
But he said, you brought this up yesterday, mm-hmm. Jerod Mayo wisely points at Elliot Wolf from time to time. He has the Elliot Wolf fall guy ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Drake May doesn't work, then Jerod Mayo can point at Elliot Wolf.
Right. But
Jerod Mayo gets an extra couple years because Elliot Wolf will be gone. He'll have to work for a new general manager. But the person who's going to lose their job over Drake May is not Jerod Mayo.
But Kraft will do what every other team does. He'll blow both of them out. Right? He's not going to... If they go... 3 years below 500 in a row, he's not going to say, okay, Elliot Wolf, you're gone, and I'm keeping Mayo.
Right.
Mm. He's going to say, Elliot Wolf, you're gone, and Mayo, hey, we appreciate everything you did, but we're also gone. Yeah, we're going in a different direction.
That's a fair point. The new guy would want to hire his own coach.
This is Brandon from Boston. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to say everybody needs to relax and hold their coffee. On Drake May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's forgetting that Jacoby Brissett has a one-year deal, and everybody's forgetting that Drake May is a rookie. So Drake has to learn everything possible under this man for 1 year, you know, be under Jacoby Brissett's tutelage. Now, this is the only way I play Drake May. Jacoby Brissett is playing god-awful, right?
Yep.
Injury, or there's no chance of making the playoffs. That's when I insert him. But for now, Jacoby's a guy. He has experience. He's been in the league. That's my starter. If anything happens, then I put this guy in. But right now, everybody just needs to chill out. Drake May needs to just sit back, enjoy his time in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if something happens to Jacoby, then you insert him. But right now, no, that was just too raw.
I don't think there's a lot of people that agree with you, but...
I would say to Brandon, they got no chance of making the playoffs.
I've seen him play. He's wet behind the ears, man. He still needs experience. Right.
What about Jacoby Brissett?
He's still a rookie.
Brandon.
I've seen him play. He's not that good right now.
Brandon.
You insert him in right now, he's a starter. You're going to be mad.
Brandon, what did you see from Jacoby Brissett in the last preseason game that Drake May couldn't do?
When I seen Drake May, I've seen a lot of... Dink and dunk and him scrambling.
Right.
And then
why
him
not?
Bombing things down the field. It wasn't good against the Eagles. He was all right.
I'm asking, what did Jacoby Brissett do that Drake?
Let me start him now because he played okay against the Eagles. He didn't play that good.
What about Jacoby Brissett against the Eagles?
We didn't see enough of him. You're not going to see too much of Jacoby until the regular season.
They played
starts.
The
You're
same amount. They each played a quarter.
The magic tricks yet.
They each played a quarter, Brandon.
You're going to see a raw talent of May, but you're not going to see Jacoby go berserker right now. Like, you know, May was all right.
Yeah. All right, Brandon says hold your coffee.
Well,
does anybody not know that Drake May's a rookie?
I think you're going to hold your coffee, but one of his things that he preferenced saying, injury, and then I forget what the other one was, but then he goes, you know you're not making the playoffs. Like, all right, well, we know this team is not making the playoffs. Yeah. So it's kind of like you're going to just sit a guy probably till – that's why I said I don't think he gets past week six before he's starting.
Also, apparently, you know who is not good at holding things?
Bullet. Who's that?
Bullet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get this bullet story.
We will. Maybe I'll do it as my lead. Speaking of that, let's get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
That is Alice in Chains.
Nailed it.
That you have selected this morning. Great song. And your lead, sir, filling in for Shime.
It's funny that you guys brought up hairstyle and that stuff earlier, because I have a question. So I'm not a stranger to the fact that I desperately need at least a trim or a cut or a cleanup or something.
Uh-huh.
But so here's my issue, and I don't know if I'm breaking a bro code or is this a douche move or not. So I've had the same barber for 10 years or so. I've known the kid for 25 years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But he's never got an open slot these days. He works in Needham, and uh-huh. So he's got, you know, kids coming in every 14 seconds, and, you know, lots
very
of customers.
Very popular place.
Is that the place right by Cook?
It's right across the hardware store.
Oh, no. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, anyway, it's called Tony's. Yeah, mm-hmm. great barbershop, but he doesn't really have a lot of open slots. And is it a douche move or, you know, am I breaking the bro code by going to somebody else?
Well, why don't you set yourself a regular
appointment?
That's what I do every 2 weeks, Wednesday, 2 p.m.
Right. Yeah, but it's...
Then he knows.
Sims over in South Boston.
Right.
I don't get a free cut or anything. I just like to say hello to my guy, Nate.
Yeah. I don't think
that is so beneath you.
I don't think it's a douche move,
I don't
move,
get a free
Jackson.
Cut. Cost me like $65.
Yeah, right.
It does. Huh?
You
it really
definitely
does.
Just tip.
Call him.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's giving you a free cut.
I give him a good tip, too.
There was a Greg joke that I passed.
Just the tip.
Why don't you just set yourself a regular appointment?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I could do that, but I'm not a very regular guy.
Well, you don't have
to
cheat on the guy.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, do you not have the time? Or, like, what do you, like, would you not be able to set a regular appointment and then stick with it? Or?
I guess you're right. I guess I could do that. But I get haircuts very sporadically or when I have, you know, or when I have an event that I need
How
to
many
do.
How many do you get a year, would
Probably
you guess?
Three or four.
That's it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Jackson.
Yeah, then you could go somewhere else.
I like to grow it out a little bit and then cut it when I get sick of it.
You don't trim the beard at all.
Well, so that's the thing. I don't. If I'm gonna pay somebody to cut my hair, then and trim my beard, then why do it myself? You know, and I have to do it eventually, very soon. So I figure I'm gonna hold off until I'm paying for everything.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal, Jackson, because he probably knows that you're not like somebody who consistently gets haircuts. So for him, it's probably like whatever. If you're only getting three haircuts a year, what the hell is that?
Like now, wait a second. A texter from my beloved home continent of Maine. says getting your hair cut every 2 weeks is kind of a douche move.
Oh, that's what I get. Is it? No, I go every 2 weeks.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I used to go to the luxury box in Southie every 2 weeks to get my head.
I would not be able to afford getting your hair cut every 2 weeks. It's expensive now.
Well, I just do it for the same reason you do it, is that I used to call last minute and try to get them to squeeze me in, and it's inconvenient for Nate, so I'm just like,
every 2 weeks is surprising.
Why?
I'm like once a month, but I thought men were the same, but
it's just because of my, I'm sure it's because of my testosterone. My hair grows at a rapid rate.
Lucky.
When you got a haircut, you like when you got a nice clean shave and a clean cut and everything, you feel different. Yeah. So every 2 weeks is perfect, unless you're just somebody who doesn't care about your appearance. Yeah.
All right, Jackson. Thank you, Curtis. Right. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Bill Belichick was back on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and I think Mitch hopefully has the Chiron. Is that what it's called? I never remember.
The thing on the screen. The words on the screen.
So here is on Twitch, and Pat McAfee has biceps. My God. Bill Belichick, 8-time Super Bowl champion. What a flex. Brady's got 7. He's got 6. He adds the 2 DC championships with the Giants ahead.
Let's count.
Technically, Curtis, he was on the coaching staff for those 2 Super Bowls.
Can Tom include the Orange Bowl, the comeback win over Alabama? I'm so glad that we have Jerod Mayo. And the way in which Bill Belichick still thinks he won is so laughable. Here he was yesterday talking about the salary cap.
Signing bonus to spread out the rest of the contract over the season. You guys were obviously doing that with Tom, I feel like, back in the day.
Yeah, we did it a couple of times, Pat, but I wouldn't say that was very frequent. And really, we tried to we didn't have voidables except for the last year with Brady. We didn't have fake years in the contract. The defensive ends are making $60 million and you have to cut them and things like that. And so we just didn't do that. And I think that was really how we were able to sustain our success for so long.
The reason you sustained success for so long is because Tom Brady was on your team. The same reason the Chiefs are really good, they have Patrick Mahomes on their team.
Give the man a little bit of credit, Curtis.
What did he do without it? I give him no credit. He won 4 games. He didn't talk to his starting quarterback. God, I'm so glad he's gone. Bye, Bill. You lost because you thought it was you, and it wasn't. It wasn't voidable years, you Nimrod. The Bucks had voidable years. They won a playoff game this past year. The team you mocked a year ago. You remember that, Greg? A year ago now?
Yeah.
Where he said the Rams and the Bucks are in cap jail. They each made the playoffs. You won 4 games. Good riddance.
All right.
Yeah.
Curtis is not a let it lie guy. It takes a long time for him to get over it.
Hey, that's on Bill, not me. He brought it up.
You enjoyed Jerod Mayo on the show yesterday, correct?
I would love him because of what he said about Pudge, but you can win the way Bill did it, but I think you can win the way Jerod Mayo's doing it, and I want him to succeed. He seems like a genuinely good guy who's in a tough spot, and I hope he does well at his position.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
Make a habit of it. The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way.
Good one, Jackson. I think that's called almost cut my hair 3, maybe 4 times a year. And that's it. You got to get in there more often. Yeah. Just for appearance purposes. People unfortunately judge you, as is clear by the discussion at the start of the show about the product in my hair.
Yes.
They judge you based on your appearance. Mm-hmm. It's an unfortunate thing that happens.
It's the way it works. Well, maybe it's a turning point today. Wake up call. Yeah.
And there's no better feeling than somebody else massaging and shampooing your head. Like that feeling.
Yeah, get your
hair washed. I want to go to a head spa where they just do that for like an hour.
What would you be willing to blow on a scalp massage?
I don't know.
$100
Yeah.
They okay. do that.
They do. Yeah. There's like there's one in Chinatown in Boston that's really popular.
I mean, Jackson will do it for you for like $10 if you're interested.
Okay.
Just go get your hair washed.
Hey, I will not ask for your degree, Jackson. If you want to scratch my head for a bit, I'm good with it.
There you go. Just get your hair washed.
The best feeling.
Once every week, and you'll have that feeling right there.
All right. Back to the remaining leads this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Mine is more of a what are we doing? Because I feel like Tua Tagovailoa, while I love him, he's rewriting history. He is trying to say that one thing occurred when, if you remember correctly, it just didn't. Mm. He made headlines yesterday after he made some comments speaking on the Dan Le Bedard show about Brian Flores, his former coach who's now with the Vikings, and said that he was overly critical of him to the point where it began to take a toll on his confidence.
Okay.
If you remember correctly, the confidence that took a toll happened because Tom Brady was constantly being talked about as replacing him. If you go back to those years of Brian Flores and Tua Tagovailoa, it was all the rave, the rage.
Yeah, whatever.
That Tom Brady was going to go to the Miami Dolphins. And there's been reports after that that was actually going to happen, that there were meetings being had behind closed doors, and that was what Tua Tagovailoa was dealing with every single day. The questions around if Tom Brady was coming to his team. To now look back on it and say that the reason his confidence took a toll was because of his head coach being overly critical of him is a joke. Like, we've gotten to a point where all of these quarterbacks have this superiority complex where they feel like, my coach is mean to me, and that's why I'm playing poorly.
Well, don't you think in general it's a younger player kind of thing in the league?
The excuses have been primarily with the quarterbacks, I think.
Yeah.
And if you were to have Tom Brady talk about his time with Bill Belichick and compare it to, I'm sure, what Brian Flores was like with Tua, it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
But we don't live in that world no more.
No, I know we don't. But also,
you can't yell at guys because people will be like, well, you know, Tua's going through something.
But his last season with Brian Flores as the head coach ended with him playing extremely well.
Yes.
So and that was once Tom Brady was like, no, he's not coming here.
Right.
That's not happening.
Right.
Things started to change. So I think now just trying to pin it on a guy who's no longer with the program is a douche move.
Weak sauce.
Yeah.
Weak sauce. All right. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, hello. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I don't think I've ever been in this situation before when you think about the Patriots and football season, where we're going into this season literally with the expectations of, this team is not going to be very good. And like,
not very good. They're an underdog in every single game.
Right. Where I'm now like, all right, when's the Celtics opening game? All right, you know, like the Red Sox have kind of feel like, you know, they're starting to slowly fade away.
Okay, well, it's still football. And you still,
but it is. But it's
still, I will sit down and watch every single game.
I will too, but it's a different feel when your team is not very good. Like, it's football, yeah, I'll watch it, but the investment is not there because your expectations for your team are just like 3 wins, 2 wins. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's football season, so what does that mean? I have to now focus on rooting for like Baltimore or the Kansas City Chiefs because
it's kind of sad.
Yeah, or that's why I said, like, when do the Celtics see, when's that start? So you could say, or even the Bruins, where you could say, okay, here are legitimate teams that can actually, every game will matter because they have a chance to, you know, affect their playoff position. But I never been, because even with Bill, you always thought, well, with Bill as your coach, he could pull a rabbit out the hat.
You know, so you are facing a different form of seasonal depression disorder.
Yeah.
For some, it comes at Christmas time.
Yeah.
For you, it comes with the start of the NFL season, yeah, this particular season.
It's I'm like, all right, football's here. But
how many wins? How many wins you got him at?
I'm probably going under.
You have to go under.
Yeah.
I had to go under. It pains me to do it, but you have to.
You're all going to be wrong.
Maybe you – really?
Yep. Six is the floor.
Six is the floor? I hope you're right.
And the ceiling is the roof.
I think they're three wins.
Yeah.
I think they're three, maybe four, maybe four.
Right. I think what you're doing, Curtis, is you're like, the Jets are going to, you know, implode. Yeah, they might in the playoffs, but – you're not beating the Jets. You're not beating the Dolphins.
I don't think so, no.
And you're not beating Buffalo.
No, you're probably not going to win a game in the division.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
All right. Well,
quick break.
Football season.
Quick break. We'll get to my lead and then to they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks and when they should start. We'll see if that changes Wiggy's mind about Drake May coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.